The walls are closing in on the global elite. Their narratives are collapsing, their lies exposed, and the public finally has stopped swallowing the propaganda. Cornered and desperate, they're making their next move. According to General Flynn and federal insiders, preparations are underway for a coordinated cyber and communications assault, one that could cripple America's power grid, banking systems, and digital lifelines overnight. The question isn't if it happens, it's who is orchestrating it. Because while the Israeli-controlled media point the finger at China, the digital fingerprints lead somewhere far closer to home, Israel's global cyber network. This isn't just another warning, it's the countdown. Before we dive in, did you know that Israel has quietly bought up most of the world's popular VPNs? And they've recruited spooks to run these companies. If you're a customer, you need to cancel your subscription right now. The only VPN I trust to protect my privacy from the deep state is VP.net. They're built to block the deep state from spying on you. Visit vp.net/TPV to find out more. Last week, the Secret Service quietly uncovered a plot in New York to unleash a major cyber attack and cripples America's communications and power grid. A plot far larger and far darker than anybody first realized.
The U.S. Secret Service says that it has uncovered a plot to cripple the nation's telecommunications. The plot was initially discovered last week in New York after swatting calls against high-ranking officials, and it now has been believed to be larger than first realized. Federal agents discovered additional locations and more equipment capable of crippling every cell tower, as well as sending anonymous text messages to every person in the United States. While the network is no longer a threat, the Secret Service is still trying to determine the motive and who exactly is behind it.
The moment the story broke, the Israeli-controlled propaganda outlets switched on. China did it, they said. Russia's involved, and the US must prepare for World War III. But insiders know how this game works. The louder they shout, the more they're trying to hide who's really behind the curtain. One source inside the investigation said it bluntly. No agency would take a risk like that unless they knew the system would protect them. They wouldn't risk exposing their assets. Whoever's behind it has high-level cover in D.C., and they know it.
The idea that this is just New York is just ridiculous. People who can get into these systems and they seek ransom, they seek money, or they just seek disruption for disruption's sake.
Authorities are now searching for other networks across the country, and no arrests have been made.
General Flynn asked the questions that should be on everybody's mind. How many more of these networks are out there? Who's tracking them? Who's stopping them? And when will our so-called leaders admit the truth? This isn't a glitch. It's an act of war against the American people. Let's be clear, this didn't happen overnight. The blueprint has been circulating for years among the same powerful interests who profit from crisis and control. And now their script is being followed to the letter.
Pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack.
You don't need to be a body language expert to see it. Professor Schwab's deranged excitement when talking about a worse than 9/11 cyber attack isn't normal. Students of history know this pattern. The global elite are using Israel to steer the world towards a new war, one that will leave nations shattered and pave the way for a single centralized system of control. From the ruins, a new order will rise, digital, authoritarian, and absolute.
What role in the Middle East again does Israel play in this?
Israel was created as the instrument to bring about the Battle of Armageddon and the fulfillment of prophecy, a war that will be so terrible, where nuclear weapons will be used, so that the American citizens and the other people in the world will get down on their knees and beg for no more war. And what is the answer to that? They're going to be told the only way we can guarantee no more war is if we destroy the sovereignty of nations and we come together as one humanity in a one world government.
Right. Okay, and the Jewish people were then being manipulated into believing it was for some other reason.
That's correct. They've always been manipulated. And I get people who still come to me all the time and say, Bill, you're all wrong, it's the Jews. The Jews are subverting the world. Man, it's not the Jews, it's not the Catholics, it's not the blacks. It's these men who belong to the ancient mystery schools who meet in secret and decide the fate of the world.
Behind the curtain, powerful networks have already seized control of the world's communications channels. From the algorithms that shape what you see, to the newsrooms that decide what you believe. Even the VPNs that you thought were protecting you have been hijacked and compromised. The narratives are being engineered, war is being normalized, and dissent is disappearing before our eyes. After the break, there's good news and bad news. And trust me, you're going to want to hear both. What comes next is critical information for you, your family, and everybody you care about. It turns out that the key to losing weight and keeping it off is not about obsessing over carbs or fat or even probiotic-rich foods. The way to maintain a healthy weight, as well as increase your energy levels and live a long, healthy life, comes down to a specific and simple switch that you can flip in your body to flush out all of those unnecessary calories. Dr. Stephen Gundry calls this process the caloric bypass. He has seen thousands of people who have activated this process in their bodies dramatically improve their health. The people who've tried this find that their fat melts away, their energy levels improve like they were young again, and many of their health problems just simply vanish. Dr. Stephen Gundry has lost 70 pounds himself using his research and has kept the weight off for over 20 years and counting. He says that he feels younger and healthier today than when he was 40 years old. His video has been watched by over 20 million people to date. And you can watch it and learn more by visiting thehealthyfat.com/TPV. Please click the link below this video to learn his secret technique for free at thehealthyfat.com/TPV. Netanyahu said it loud. We've entered a new era. The elite are now at war with Americans, not by open conflict, but by silent weapons and quiet wars.
We're going to have to use the tools of battle. You know, the weapons change over time, but we have to fight with the weapons that apply to the battlefields in which we're engaged. And the most important ones are the social media.
We've been warning about this for years. The blueprint has been sitting in plain sight the whole time, and now they're moving fast, step by step. They're taking control of the very systems that once gave us freedom. The first move? Silencing dissent and dismantling privacy online. Every new restriction, every new security measure, every round of censorship brings them closer to total control. And whether people see it or not, it's all part of the same grand design.
At the highest level of all countries, they all belong to the same club. And we, the people, sit back and we watch this grand drama, which is being played out for our benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Not theirs. It wasn't for us. They didn't even have to do any of this. But you see, they just can't come out and destroy all of us because they need slaves. They need people to make their shoes and make their cars and mine the ore. They need worker bees, and that's what we are. In the New World Order, we will be the worker bees, the slaves.
Here's the good news. The people are waking up. From America to Europe to Australia, a global movement is rising. Millions of us exposing their false flags, their gaslighting, their agenda of control. And here's the part they didn't see coming. We're fighting back, with knowledge, with courage, and with the tools to break their digital chains. Because here's the truth they don't want you to know. The VPNs you thought were your shield, your last line of defense against government and corporate surveillance, have already been hijacked. One Tel Aviv-based company with a long history of distributing malware has quietly bought up nearly all the biggest VPNs on the planet. ExpressVPN, CyberGhost, private internet access, the list goes on. And the people they hire, not random techies, not privacy activists, but veterans of Israel's most notorious intelligence units, Unit 8200. The cyber warfare arm behind some of the world's most advanced spying tools. And the Dovdedan unit, infiltration experts turned executives. When their operatives get caught spying, they don't get punished, they get promoted. It's shameless. The fox has taken control of the henhouse. And those are the people now asking you to trust their no-logs policy. Trust them not to peek. Trust them not to sell your data. Trust them with your entire digital life. This is a red alert. If you're using a traditional VPN, you need to cancel your subscription immediately. You're under attack. That's why in 2025, VP.net was built to solve this urgent problem. Using zero trust architecture and next-gen cryptography to shut their digital eyes forever. It's not another VPN with clever marketing, it's trustless by design. Meaning, if they ever wanted to spy on you, they couldn't. Even if the feds hold a gun to their heads, they can't hand over anything. Built on zero-knowledge cryptography, Intel SGX Secure Enclaves, and open source code you can audit yourself. It's mathematically impossible to log or leak your data. No Mossad backdoors, no compromat, no hidden hands. Just pure verifiable privacy. And that's how we fight back. Not with fear, but with technology that works for us, not against us. Go to vp.net/TPV, and for just $5 a month, you'll close Big Brother's eyes for good. Because they were watching you, but with vp.net, they're not.
They're out in the open now. They're not even trying to conceal it anymore. The owners of the country got their election. They said, we're going to get this election. We put you people in that court for a reason.
All right, now's the time to pay us. Back to earth for you
and
now.
Yeah, forget all that stupid, will you? They're out in the open. They're openly driving the bus, and we're all in the back.
There is no national conspiracy to buy elections and control America. Now
talk about back to earth.
Don't need a formal conspiracy,
right?
When interests converge, these people went to the same universities and fraternities. They're on the same boards of directors. They're in the same country clubs. They have like interests. They don't need to call a meeting. They know what's good for them. Seven oil companies. There are now three. It will soon be two. The things that matter in this country have been reduced in choice. There are two political parties. There are a handful of insurance companies. There are about six or seven information things. But if you want a bagel, there are 23 flavors because you have the illusion. You have the illusion of choice.
Right.
Here are the People's Voice. We're determined to continue exposing the crimes of the global elites, but we need your help. Subscribe to the channel, tell your friends and family about us, and join the People's Voice Locals community for exclusive and uncensored content. We can't do it without you.